From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A divided Supreme Court has ruled that some corporations with religious objections will be permitted to opt out of part of the Obama administration's health care law that requires health plans include contraceptives for women. Elise Hogue is president of the group NARAL Pro-Choice America.
What we have today is five male justices ruling that essentially discrimination against female workers is not discrimination at all.
The court's 5-4 ruling only applies to corporations that are closely owned, meaning owned by one group of people and not shareholders. Leslie Wetzold is a shopper at Hobby Lobby and says she likes doing business with Christian groups.
It's just very important that Christians take a stand these days, and I'm thrilled that Hobby Lobby and Chick-fil-A are both taking stands, and so I'm impressed.
Ruling means the administration will have to find another way to provide free contraception to women who are covered under an objecting company's health insurance plan. President Obama is sending up to 200 additional troops to Iraq, as NPR's Ader Peralta reports. Obama says the troops will provide security for the U.S. personnel already on the ground there.
In a letter to Congress, Obama says the force is equipped for combat, but it is being sent to reinforce security at the U.S. Embassy and Baghdad International Airport. The United States has beefed up its presence in Iraq since a Sunni militant group launched an insurgency in the country. The president had previously deployed about 300 military advisors to assist Iraqi security forces, and he sent 275 troops to guard the embassy. Obama says this force is also equipped with helicopters and drones and can assist with intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. Ader Peralta, NPR News, Washington.
General Motors today temporarily halted trading of its stock on Wall Street before issuing another massive recall. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton explains, the recall of more than 8 million vehicles again involves faulty ignition switches.
This recall involves the same problem as an earlier recall, one that GM admitted it had delayed for 11 years. Michelle Krebs is an analyst with Auto Trader. She says it's clear GM has been house cleaning, and she expected some additional smaller recalls.
But this is an enormous one, and it's going to be very expensive.
The new recall involves some older model Oldsmobiles, Malibus, Impalas, Pontiacs, and Cadillacs. GM says it's aware of 7 crashes, 8 injuries, and 3 fatalities involving the recalled cars, but says there's no conclusive evidence the faulty switch caused the fatal accidents. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.
The nation's highest court has declined to take on the case of whether online search engine company Google pried into people's lives through their Wi-Fi networks while collecting information for its Street View mapping project. Justices without comment letting stand a lower court ruling that Google employees violated the federal wiretap law when they gathered information while taking pictures for the company's Street View maps. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 25 points. The Nasdaq gained 10 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The discovery of the bodies of 3 missing Israeli teens has prompted an angry response from Israel's prime minister. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying today the militant group Hamas is responsible for the abduction and murder of the teens and will pay a heavy price. Israel announced late Monday it had found the teens' bodies, ending a 2-week search. Netanyahu says it's clear Hamas is responsible for the kidnapping of the teens. Russian sailors arrived in France today to begin training aboard a much-contested warship France is selling to Russia. Bureau's Eleanor Beardsley reports the $1.6 billion contract was signed in 2011 before current tensions between Russia and Ukraine.
A Russian naval ship carrying 400 sailors docked Monday at the Saint-Nazaire shipyard in western France, where the first of 2 ships is near completion. The Russian sailors will spend the summer learning how to operate the warship called the Vladivostok. It can carry 700 troops, 16 helicopters, and as many as 50 armored vehicles. A sister ship, the Sevastopol, ironically named after the port in the Ukrainian region of Crimea taken by Russia in March, is scheduled to be delivered about a year later. Despite pressure from outside and from within France, the French president has so far refused to cancel the contract. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
24-hour strike by Belgian rail workers is causing problems for commuters there and also halting rail service to other destinations, including Paris and Amsterdam. As of this morning, Belgian National Railways was reporting virtually no passenger service in the country's French-speaking region and very limited service in other areas. Strike was called by a labor union upset over the fact that hiring is not keeping pace with the number of people leaving the country's national rail system. Crude oil futures prices were lower today. Oil was down 37 cents a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.